Live.com.
Control here toll-free at 855-453. That would be the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we have waiting for you there. They're totally free. In fact, one of them is a feature that allows you to submit content to the site. So stuff you find online that you think is interesting or fun or outrageous, whatever you think our listeners would find worthwhile looking at, you can submit it there at freetalklive.com and then vote it up, vote it down. You can vote up and down different content, and the site will respond, hopefully appropriately. And it's thanks to Reddit, we're actually tied in with them now as a front page option on our website, and it's pretty cool, I think. I hope you'll like it. It's a new twist on something we've been doing now for a few years, which is basically have a website where you tell us what is important to you. So go to freetalklive.com to get interactive there with you in studio here. It is in
Daryl
and Mark.
All right, so 855-453 is the toll-free number. Also, you can reach us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. So, all over the place today on Facebook, I saw basically the same story and pictures of the same man. And I have to say that it wasn't until really today that I had really gotten much detail on this. I had heard the news about the NSA last week, that there was this release by WikiLeaks where the NSA documents had come out, and they revealed things, but obviously I don't have time to read through government paperwork, so I don't know what sort of information was being revealed there. And now you've got this gentleman by the name of Edward Snowden, and I have no idea if I'm pronouncing that name correctly.
I would guess you are, because that's how I've heard it pronounced.
He has come out and apparently had worked for the NSA, has revealed himself as the source of these leaks, and there's a lengthy piece on this over at The Guardian of the UK, Glenn Greenwald, who has really done some incredible reporting over the years, and The Guardian, I think, is a smart move on their part to snatch him up, because I think he was working for Slate before. And he's now no longer, I guess, I don't know if he's living in the U.S. or if he's living in the U.K., which is where the Guardian's from. But I hope he's not living in the U.S. with all the anti-kind of state postings that he's been making as of late. I mean, he's I don't think he's a voluntarist or anything like that, but he's certainly a critic of power. And he's been critiquing power in this country since the Bush administration that I can recall.
It's the job of the press to hold those in the government accountable.
Probably. And this guy actually does that job.
And he actually does it. I mean, the reason that Glenn Greenwald is singled out as a target in these areas is because none of these other reporters do this.
Absolutely true. So I guess I just want to share this piece here because I think it's a pretty important story. In fact, Daniel Ellsberg, in an opinion piece also published at The Guardian, who, of course, you know from the Pentagon Papers, and Daniel Ellsberg has also been a big supporter of Bradley Manning throughout his ordeal. Daniel Ellsberg has called this, he says, in my estimation, there has not been in American history, a more important leak than Edward Snowden's release of NSA material. And according to Glenn Greenwald, the individual responsible for that release is Edward Snowden, a 29-year-old former technical assistant for the CIA and current employee of the defense contractor Booz Allen Hamilton. Snowden has been working at the NSA for the last 4 years as an employee of various outside contractors. The Guardian, after several days of interviews, is revealing his identity at his request. From the moment he decided to disclose numerous top-secret documents to the public, he was determined not to opt for the protection of anonymity.
I can't. I mean, it's crazy. Likely, he just knows the power these people have, and that once they turn their eye on you, that why go for the anonymity?
Well, yeah, better to be out in the open, so at least whatever happens to you happens publicly.
Right.
As opposed to them just finding out who you are and then disappearing you in the middle of the night.
That's complete speculation. I have no idea whether the NSA has the ability to find him out. That's just
I don't think the NSA has the ability to out him if he had chosen for anonymity. However, other government agencies have the authority or claim the authority to basically interrogate reporters into giving up their sources.
He didn't want to do that to Greenwald.
He says, I have no intention of hiding who I am because I know I have done nothing wrong. Snowden will go down in history as one of America's most consequential whistleblowers alongside Daniel Ellsberg and Bradley Manning. He's responsible for handing over material from one of the world's most secretive...
Was this written by Daniel Ellsberg?
No.
Okay.
I was telling you that Daniel Ellsberg had a very nice thing to say about him.
I see.
And the real detail on the case is in the Glenn Greenwald piece. So Snowden is going to go down as a major whistleblower in the history of the United States. He handed over, of course, information from the NSA. In a note accompanying his first set of documents, he provided that he wrote, quote, I understand I'll be made to suffer for my actions, but I will be satisfied if the Federation of Secret Law, unequal pardon, and irresistible executive powers that rule the world that I love are revealed even for an instant.
By the way, his job pays him about $200,000 a year. Over $200,000 a year, as I understand it. So this is a guy who's giving up a lot to do what's right.
Yeah.
And I think that that's really important to point out here, is there's a lot of, I mean, if you say that the people who do who work in the military do it for reasons other than a paycheck, and I think that there's some evidence that plenty of people do it for a paycheck, but if you say that they do it for reasons other than a paycheck, then you need to understand that when somebody does something right here and gives up a very large paycheck, that that also is admirable. That if there are things that one can do that is admirable in the name of the United States government, then one can do something that is admirable in the face of the tyranny of the United States government.
Well, apparently there are some people that don't admire what he's done, and Daryl has a story about that. We'll get to that here in a few moments. Also, want to welcome, just as an aside, our newest affiliate in Belafonte, and I don't know if it's Belafonte or Belafonte, I apologize, I did not find this out before they came on board. But it's in Pennsylvania.
Belafonte.
Is it Belafonte?
Yes.
WBLF AM 970. Welcome on board. They are taking the show on overnights to replace the Phil Hendry show.
Sweet.
Which is, I'm a fan of Phil Hendry, by the way. I think that he's the most talented talk show host out there. Unfortunately, he did not get along with his most recent syndicate, and they are breaking up at the end of the month. So WBLF has opted to go with Free Talk Live to fill that gap. So
somebody's going to fill the hole.
Welcome aboard to listening to everybody listening overnights there in Belafonte.
Nice.
So 855-450-FREE, you're welcome to comment on this Edward Snowden situation. There's a lot more to tell you here from Glenn Greenwald. So he says that he understands he'll be made to suffer. And despite his determination to be publicly unveiled, he repeatedly insisted that he wants to avoid the media spotlight. He says, I don't want public attention because I don't want the story to be about me. I want it to be about what the U.S. government is doing. He doesn't fear the consequences of going public, he said, only that doing so will distract attention from the issues raised by his disclosures. He says, I know the media likes to personalize political debates, and I know the government will demonize me. Despite these fears, he remained hopeful his outing will not divert attention from the substance of his disclosures. He says, I really want the focus to be on these documents and the debate, which I hope will trigger among the citizens around the globe about what kind of world we want to live in. My sole motive is to inform the public as to that which is done in their name and that which is done against them. And I think that it'll be interesting if we see more guys like this and gals coming out. Over time, obviously, there's a real disincentive to do so, you know, leaving a $200,000 job behind,
huge.
Having the CIA or the FBI on your tail and trying to put you in a cage, perhaps, for treason charges or some other nonsense that they're going to make up on the spot.
And I saw something, I believe that it was a congressman of some sort, I don't remember what state it was, that said that this guy deserves the death penalty for what he did.
I'm not surprised by that. In fact, there are a lot of people who believe in this crazy religion of the state who absolutely would want their blood sacrifice out of this. And I think that his heroism needs to be encouraged. And I want to come back and talk more about the actual case and give you a little bit more information. 855-450-FREE. And then also, hey, look, you don't have to go as far as Edward Snowden. You don't have to put everything on the line, but hey, take a parking ticket to trial. See how that works out for you. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Any amount of standing up against the state is absolutely valuable, no matter how small.
How would you like to have a spectacular summer vacation right here in Washington, D.C., sharing ideas about freedom, individual rights, the current state of our government, and much more, with fascinating people and speakers from across the country? If so, check out the Cato Institute's annual Cato University program being held at Cato's state-of-the-art new building in the heart of downtown D.C., July 28th to August 3rd. Information and registration is at catouniversity.org. That's catouniversity.org.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and at this time next week, we're going to be broadcasting live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. In fact, starting Sunday, we'll be broadcasting live, so Mark and Stephanie will be doing the edition of Free Talk Live. To kick things off, and of course we'll be broadcasting from Porkfest all week, it's the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's the 10th one, Porkfest X. It's happening June 17th through the 23rd, Rogers Campground in beautiful Lancaster, New Hampshire. And beautiful is almost an understatement because it's stunning.
It really
looking
is.
Out across those white mountains, there's, if you go to porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com, one of the pictures at the top actually is one I took. It's probably one of my favorite. It's the sunrise on an early Friday morning, I think it was, back at Porkfest 2012.
You took that before you went to bed?
That's right. And it was absolutely incredible. So come on out and join over 1,000 liberty-minded people. People like Mary Ruart, David Friedman, Bob Murphy, and a whole bunch of other folks you haven't had the chance to meet, and you will absolutely enjoy their company. It's a great group of people, and I enjoy being there every year. Free Talk Live broadcasts live every year from Porkfest, ever since we've been up here in New Hampshire. So it's a blast. We're looking forward to seeing you. Hopefully, if you can't make it up for the whole week, come up for the weekend. Certainly, the event continues to build. You know, Sunday, before it officially starts, probably going to be a few dozen people there. And then as the week goes on, it's going to go up to over 1,000 people toward the end of the week.
My guess is there's probably going to be at least 100 people there Sunday.
Maybe so. Yeah, there's probably a couple hundred there by Monday, and then it just keeps getting bigger and bigger.
It gets bigger and bigger.
Because if you look at the schedule, you can see there are at least half a dozen events scheduled for the day before Porkfest officially begins.
Is that right?
Yes.
I haven't even looked at it. I really honestly haven't even looked at the schedule. It's so overwhelming. It's just there's so much going on. There's always something to do.
Yeah. And there are new events being added at least as recently as last night. A new event was added.
There's stuff for adults, like the big gay dance party. There's stuff for kids, lots of kind of family activities. And it's just everything in between. It's just a blast. In fact, you just kicked off an event that
it's comedy night.
You worked this out with the Porkfest?
Worked this out last night. Monday night at 8 o'clock after team trivia in the pavilion. It's going to be open mic comedy night.
Cool.
Hosted by me.
Excellent. So what's the deal? Like anybody can come up to the
anybody
mic.
Anybody can come up. Get
how many minutes? Do
5 minutes.
5 minutes. Is there like a judgment at the end, or is
no?
It, okay, so just, no, there's no winner. It's just an
right,
open
there's
mic.
No winner. It's sort of like open mic comedy night at a local comedy club.
Whereas there's a different event where people get up and rant.
Yes, that's the soapbox idol.
Sometimes that includes comedy, but not always. And that one is a contest.
Yes.
So all kinds of different stuff. Karaoke, I believe, is on Tuesday night as well.
I think so, yes.
So much to do, and it's packed. It's going to be an absolute blast. You can still get in. It's not too late. You can still get your campground, your campsite from Rogers Campground. The details are at porkfest.com. And in addition to that, you can also get your tickets as when you attend the event. You cannot buy them online at this point. It's too late to buy them online. But if you just show up, $75 for the entire week. And you can also buy day passes as well. So, porkfest.com, we will see you there. Glenn Greenwald's piece here over The Guardian talking about Edward Snowden, who's making headlines all over the place. But as Edward points out, he doesn't want it to be about him. He wants it to be about the information that he's revealed about the NSA.
And this is the trick that everybody who wants to vilify Bradley Manning and the Snowden fella over and over again, they don't want to talk about the information.
Sure.
The last thing they want to talk about the criminal that released this information.
Yes.
Well, let's talk about what got released, because that criminal is a criminal only if the information that he released is he or she, but in this case it's he's I'm talking about, is information that should be kept secret. And if this information is something that the public needs to know, or in fact evidence of a crime, then it's not a crime to release evidence of a crime the United States government has committed. It's a crime to keep it hidden. That means that all the people in the United States government that kept this information hidden are criminals. But they want to go after Manning and this guy.
Well, sure, because they're showing the government for what it really is, which is a criminal organization whose objective is to control people, to control you, and to extract your money and your obedience from you year after year after year so they can continue on with their criminal activity. Because if you decide to not fund their activities, if you decide to opt out of supporting the state. Change as much of your business over into bitcoins, for instance, as possible. Leave their money, their dollar, their crazy inflationary money system behind. Then that hurts the state, and they want to make sure you continue to be obedient, you continue to pay in, you continue to use their money, and you continue to be reliant on them, you continue to trust them, you continue to believe in them, and people like Edward Snowden and Bradley Manning and Daniel Ellsberg, these folks are a threat to their existence, to the existence of the idea of the state, at least as we know it today, and for that, they deserve to be lauded. I want to continue with his story here from The Guardian. He had a comfortable life. That included a salary of roughly $200,000, a girlfriend with whom he shared a home in Hawaii, a stable career, and family he loves. He said, "I'm willing to sacrifice all of that because I can, in good conscience, allow the U.S. government to destroy privacy, internet freedom, and basic liberties for people around the world with this massive surveillance machine that they are secretly building." 3 weeks
right.
ago.
There's been no evidence up to this point that the NSA was looking at your emails and listening to your phone calls and whatever other government agencies were doing this anytime they felt like this. It felt like it. This guy's information is the only information we've actually got that really nails this stuff down.
But weren't they talking years ago about carnivore, which
yeah,
is supposed
they've been
to be
talking
some kind
about
of system?
It, but it makes you sound like a conspiracy theorist when you talk about it.
Yeah,
well, and there's
I
been
see what you're saying.
Some libertarians have been saying that they've been doing this for years.
Well, they've been doing it as often as they can.
What you're saying is that this guy used to work for them, so it's more credible now?
He does work for them.
Quit his job, is my
pretty
understanding.
Pretty sure he's not going to get another paycheck at this point.
Well, okay, so he used to work for them a couple of days ago.
Right. 3 weeks ago, Snowden made final preparations that resulted in last week's series of blockbuster news stories. At the NSA office in Hawaii, where he was working, he copied the last set of documents that he intended to disclose. He then advised his NSA supervisor that he needed to be away from work for a couple of weeks in order to receive treatment for epilepsy, a condition he learned he suffers from after a series of seizures last year. As he packed his bags, he told his girlfriend that he had to be away for a few weeks. Now, that's tough.
Yeah. He left his house, his girlfriend, everything, a $200,000 job to bring the people of the United States the information that their government is spying on them. So, and there are going to be people out there that say, "Oh, he's a traitor! He's an American!" You know, the kind of myrmidons, the sycophants out there that can't think for themselves.
The same ones that think that Bradley Manning should not only be lynched, but done so publicly in every single town square in the United States.
I think this guy went about doing the Bradley Manning thing better than Bradley Manning. I think that Bradley Manning was probably an inspiration to him, and he said, you know what, this kid did some things wrong.
Hold on.
I'm going to do those things
right. When you say he did it better than Bradley Manning offered his information to the Washington Post, the New York Times, Reuters, and the Associated Press, and they all told him to jump in a lake.
Let's come back with more here in moments. You are welcome to comment. 855-450-4. Free. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves here. This is Free Talk Live. What are you willing to do for liberty?
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Come to Burnsville, Minnesota to attend the Healthy Body 13 Conference.
2 days only.
Friday, June 21st at 6 p.m. for the opportunity meeting. And Saturday, June 22nd at 9 a.m. for training by Tom Chenault. Learn about Dr. Joel Wallach, the man who took on the FDA 8 times and won on all counts. For details, call 651-695-7750. That's 651-695-7750. Or visit HealthyBody13.com. HealthyBody13.com. Income at home with nutrition done right. Don't miss it.
Hi, this
this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bombproof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. You can bring up anything you want at 855-453. Although the big story, as far as I'm concerned today, has to be this Edward Snowden thing, at least if the posts on Facebook are any indicator of what people are paying attention to. At least people within the liberty movement, that is. So, and headline over at Drudge Report about him, U.S. whistleblower drops out of sight. So maybe we'll give you an update on what's going on with him here in a moment, because this story from Glenn Greenwald is kind of the original piece about him, posted on Saturday. So we'll update you as we go on here. And also, Daryl has a piece that is very anti-Edward Snowden. We will find out what the haters are saying from the New York... What was
the
it?
New
Daily
Yorker.
News? The New Yorker. So we'll get to that here as well. Now, we're kind of telling his story. He bid his girlfriend goodbye. He left work with an excuse about epilepsy. And then on May 20th, he boarded a flight to Hong Kong, where he's remained ever since. We're going to continue with his story in moments.
A healthy prostate has all kinds of advantages to it. A healthy prostate, you don't have to use the bathroom quite as often. And when you do use the bathroom, the operation doesn't take nearly as long. And this is, you know, this is one of these problems that happens to men as they get older. PT9 from Chamonix has 6 natural ingredients shown in clinical studies to keep your prostate healthy. In fact, PT9 has ingredients shown to boost your testosterone levels, too. It's all in one pill, prostate and testosterone. So here's a question. If you can try a natural formula that will help you enjoy your days and your sleep your nights better, and boost your testosterone for, you know, better libido and performance, would you? If so, call 800-543-5833. It's 800-543-5833. It comes with an introductory half-price trial offer and a six-month money-back guarantee. So there's no risk. 800-543-5833. It's 800-543-5833.
So he has apparently checked out of his hotel, and his whereabouts are currently unknown. There's some questions about whether or not the U.S. government will actually get along with the Chinese government enough to actually affect some sort of an extradition. We can get you more details on that. But again, back to his story, where he went to Hong Kong back in late May and chose the city, he says, because they have a spirited commitment to free speech and the right of political dissent, and because he believed that it was one of the few places in the world that both could and would resist the diktats of the U.S. government. In the 3 weeks since he arrived, he's been ensconced in a hotel room. He says, I left the room maybe a total of three times during my entire stay. And apparently he's run up some pretty big bills eating meals in his room at the hotel. It's can't
room
be cheap.
Service is not cheap.
Not cheap.
He's deeply worried about being spied on. He lines his door of his hotel room with pillows to prevent eavesdropping and puts a large red hood over his head and laptop when entering his passwords to prevent any hidden cameras from detecting them. Though that may sound like paranoia to some, Snowden has good reason for such fears. He worked in the U.S. intelligence world for almost a decade. He knows the biggest and most secretive surveillance organization in America, the NSA, along with the most powerful government on the planet, is looking for him. So it's not paranoid when you're actually being looked for.
Right. I think that it's safe for him to assume that the NSA is looking for him. And
it's safe to assume that every government agency is looking for him.
Yeah, and I think that with this information, it's now safe to assume for everyone that the NSA is looking for you.
Yes.
The fact is that he has revealed information that the NSA is getting all the information they want from organizations like Verizon and AT&T. And
I am so glad that I'm on a prepaid with no contract.
Don't you have to sort of pay in a sort of anonymous way to do that? Like, you know, you can give them a credit card, then suddenly it's attached to you again.
I actually have my PayPal attached to it.
And doesn't that tell them who you are?
Somewhat.
Yeah, okay. Back to the story.
So since the disclosures began to emerge, he's been watching television and monitoring online, hearing all the threats and vows of prosecution emanating from Washington, and he knows only too well the sophisticated technology available to them and how easy it will be for them to find him. The NSA police and other law enforcement officers have twice visited his home in Hawaii and already contacted his girlfriend, though he believes that may have been prompted by his absence from work and not because of suspicions of any connection to the leaks. He says, all my options are bad. The U.S. could begin extradition proceedings against him, a potentially problematic, lengthy, and unpredictable course for Washington, or the Chinese government might whisk him away for questioning, viewing him as a useful source of information, or he might end up being grabbed and bundled into a plane bound for U.S. territory. He says, yes, I could be rendered by the CIA. I could have people come after me, or any of the third-party partners. They work closely with a number of other nations, or they could pay off the triads, any of their agents or assets, he said. We've got a CIA station just up
the
road.
The triads are the organized crime in Hong Kong. Yeah.
The consulate here in Hong Kong, and I'm sure they're going to be busy for the next week, and that's a concern I'll live with for the rest of my life, however long that happens to be.
Yeah, he didn't seem like a guy that expected old age when I was listening to this interview.
The level of commitment that this gentleman has to his beliefs is absolutely incredible.
I wonder if this guy will get suicided the way a lot of other people that leak government misdeeds wind up getting suicided.
It's a good question. You know, he has come out publicly, so it'll be a little bit more obvious whether or not this person is suicidal. And, you know, normally those things happen to people who maybe aren't being followed as closely by the mainstream media. It's just all of a sudden somebody turns up dead and it supposedly is a suicide.
Right.
So, you know, if this guy isn't saying he wants to take himself out, I think that'll be a pretty tough story for them to pitch. So, very brave actions here. Having watched the Obama administration prosecute whistleblowers at a historically unprecedented rate, he fully expects the government to attempt to use all its weight to punish him, saying that I'm not afraid because this is the choice I've made. I've got to really, I think it's worth it to focus on that particular mindset. People have asked me things like, you know, because I've stood in front of a police car while they were arresting somebody who was open, you know, drinking an open container, arguably a much lesser serious situation.
I would claim that.
But people will ask questions like, was it worth it? And, well, you know, now you're in jail. How about that? What do you think about that? Well, did you think that was going to happen in advance? They will ask. Well, yeah, it's a possibility. You know, when you do civil disobedience, and this is really kind of penultimate civil disobedience, yes, if you will, when you do civil disobedience, you accept in advance what the worst case scenario is. And of course, the worst case scenario is they kill you. I mean, even in the case, even in my case, they could have beaten the pulp out of me if they wanted to, you know, back in behind the police station.
Yeah, it's not as nearly as likely as this guy's circumstance.
No doubt, but it's always a possibility.
Sure.
Yeah, there was the guy down in, I'm thinking it was Florida, DeLand, Florida, several months ago that the cops were after him because he wasn't wearing a seatbelt. For some reason, he jumped out of his car and ran, and one of the cops drove 100 yards into somebody's yard, smashed through a fence, and ran the guy over.
Wow.
Jeez.
Killed him over a seatbelt.
Yeah, so you never know how far these guys are going to take it. I mean, I think the cops in New Hampshire are better than average, but there's still some bad guys, you know, in police departments here. So you never know who you're going to encounter and how they're, you know, how rough or how violent or deadly in some cases they're going to be. But there's always that possibility that you're going to be behind bars. There's always that possibility of physical injury and possibly even death. And if you can come to grips with that, then there's not much they have over you at that point. And especially if you can come...
If you intend to die, you could do anything.
It's true. Being able to accept what the consequences are in advance is a critical factor. I would never recommend somebody take some level of risk if they're not fully aware of what the possibility, you know, of what could happen is. You know, for instance, when I say you can take a parking ticket to trial here in New Hampshire, your risk at that point is $5. You know, there's really not that much risk, although I guess you could upset the judge and then end up in jail for contempt. So I suppose there's always, you know, any time you're
hopefully
in these...
Hopefully that doesn't happen to me on Wednesday.
Yeah, you got a parking ticket trial on Wednesday.
Yes.
But any time you're in the purview of these government bureaucrats, especially the ones with guns and access to cages, there's a chance you'll end up in that cage. You just have to accept that. And if you're not willing to accept that, then write letters to the editor, vote, do other things that are, you know, not going to put... Stick your neck up. But when you're ready to stick your neck up...
Please do those things.
But when you're ready to stick your neck up, just know what you're getting into. 855-450-FREE. And, of course, the more people that do take a risk, even a small risk, the more safe all the rest of us will be. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
150 million people suffer from headaches. All you want is for the pounding in your head to stop. Migralax stops the pounding. Migralax was developed by a neurologist and founder of the New York Headache Center.
I'm neurologist Dr. Alex Malskop. After studying and researching the human brain for 25 years, I've developed Migralax, which eliminates pounding headaches. It works for my patients, and I'm so convinced it will work for you, I don't just guarantee it, I put my name on it.
Dr. Malskop's Migralax gets rid of headaches fast without harsh caffeine, sodium, or preservatives.
Migralax works unbelievably fast, and it's gentle on my stomach.
Find out how to get your free bottle of Migralax. Call 800-543-4186. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 callers, you'll also receive the Migralax Quick Tips to Headache Relief absolutely free. That's 800-543-4186. Or go to MigralaxRelief.com. MigralaxRelief.com. Or call 800-543-4186.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Self, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free. You may join us on the phones, thanks to Sickle CAI, and you may also join us via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. With you here, it's Ian,
Daryl,
and Mark.
We're talking about the Snowden, Edward Snowden, heroic former NSA agent who has actually come out and revealed a lot of information that I haven't had a chance to read, but from what I understand, basically confirms that, yeah, the government's spying on you.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, they've got all their tendrils into everything they can possibly get it into, basically.
And did you think they had anything else?
Yeah. That's the executive summary, as I understand it. We're telling his story here, thanks to Glenn Greenwald. And by the way, the update on him is on Snowden is that he has disappeared at this point, so no one knows where he is.
So he's not at the hotel any longer.
He's apparently checked out of his hotel. That, according to the top story at the Drudge Report, published at 4 o'clock Eastern Time today.
Interesting.
You know, I can't imagine the level of bravery this dude has. In order to bring the information to the American public that I think everybody already thought anyway, which mm-hmm. is the government will look at your stuff whenever they darn well feel like it, he gave up his apartment, his girlfriend, whatever medical care that he can receive for his epilepsy he was diagnosed with yesterday, last year, $200,000 a year job that he's worked at for several years. That's a big deal. $200,000.
He essentially gave up his life.
Right. He gave up not just his life, but an incredibly nice life. Because here amongst the humans on the face of the earth, a $200,000 a year job is a pretty darn good job.
Yes. Also, comfy.
Yeah. Also,
still middle class according to the tax code.
It's an upper middle class, and, you know, he can drive the kind of car he wants to drive.
But in Hawaii.
Yep, and he lives in Hawaii, lives the nicest place in America, it works at the, you know, the whatever. He's got a nice life, and he gave it up. And I just want people who are listening right now, you may or may not agree with what Snowden did, but if you saw the government doing something wrong, and every time you went to address it, because, baby, you can believe me, in his interview, he addressed that. He said he came time and time again attempting to address that stuff, and his concerns were poo-pooed. By the administrators. They do not want to talk about this stuff. He tried to work within the system.
Yeah.
If
system doesn't work.
If you found something that was going on that was wrong, surely the government can do something wrong in your mind. If they can't, if the government can't do anything wrong in your mind, turn off your radio and go away. I mean, you're insane, and there's no talking to you. So if you found the government was doing something wrong, would you have the guts to give up what this guy gave up?
Exactly.
And the answer is that, you know, fewer than 1% of Americans have that kind of guts.
Absolutely true. Let's continue here.
That's a guess, by the way. I haven't taken a poll.
Well, we certainly don't see government agents, turning in their jobs at record numbers or in any significant amount.
I guess we're just to assume that the government always does things that are right.
It's nonsense. I mean, we know there have been plenty of people who've called this show over the years to talk about the corruption in the government, but they're relatively anonymous when they call Free Talk Live. You know, to actually come out and to own the claims, publicly own them, is another story.
And most people that make the claims have retired and that kind of thing.
Correct.
Too.
Like, there are a bunch of former cops at Law Enforcement Against Prohibition who do a great job at talking about prohibition and why it should be ended and how it doesn't work. But most of those guys waited till after they are collecting their retirement.
They're collecting their retirement pensions. Now they came out against the war on drugs, and thanks for doing it.
Yep.
But you can see the difference between this guy giving up his $200,000 a year job and those guys.
He says, "I'm not afraid because this is the choice I've made." He predicts the government will launch an investigation and say, "I've broken the Espionage Act and helped our enemies," but that can be used against anyone who points out how massive and invasive the system has become.
That could be used against anybody that does anything
sure.
that the government doesn't like.
Sure, not only that, but also, I mean, at a lower level, they always bring things like disorderly conduct charges or obstructing government administration for smaller acts of civil disobedience. So they always have these kind of catch-alls that they can use and ruin people's lives with. The only time he became emotional during the many hours of interviews was when he pondered the impact his choices would have on his family, many of whom work for the U.S. government. He said, "The only thing I fear is the harmful effects on my family, who I won't be able to help anymore. That's what keeps me up at night," he said, his eyes welling up with tears. Snowden did not always believe the U.S. government posed a threat to his political values. I'll tell you a little bit more about that in a moment. There's somebody that I know who I'm not going to reveal, but there's somebody that I know that's got a family, and you know, he's very interested in liberty activism and goings-on, but feels like he really can't put his family on the line, but says things like, you know, well, if I just didn't have, you know, kids, or if I didn't have wife and kids, then I would do a whole lot more. And I think that there are a lot of people who are in that position who they've created these tie downs in their life, and it makes it feel like they can't take a risk. And I get it, man. Don't put it all on the line. I don't think anybody is advocating that, but what do you want for the future of your family? I mean, do you want to just sit back and watch as the American police state, or the police state in whatever country you might be listening to this in, as it continues to grow, as it continues to become more intrusive, more oppressive, more expensive, as it continues to lock people up in cages for indefinite periods of time? I mean, as it breaks all of its own obvious rules, as it violates its own constitution constantly, I mean, how much further are you going to just let them go before you do something about it? And again, I'm not saying be violent or anything like that. I don't believe in violence.
All you have to do, Ian, is vote. Just vote every 4 years and keep reelecting the same people, and then things will change.
Well, obviously, that's nonsense, because voting hasn't changed anything of any significance. In fact, Snowden here, at one point, we'll get to that in his story, he thought things were going to change after Barack Obama.
Right, and that's the thing.
That's why he held out.
He held out for Obama, and
he didn't vote for Obama, though.
Are you sure of that?
Yes. He told The Guardian that he voted for a third-party candidate in 08.
But he was hoping for Obama to change things. And by the way, hoping two terms. He was saying, you know what, when Obama's in for his second term and finally he doesn't have those restrictions of trying to get reelected, then he'll do the right thing. And obviously that's not the case.
I found an article here that we'll get to, you know, take the calls first, but it's 10 interesting things that people did not know and that they need to know about Edward Snowden.
From the Snowden. Okay, let's go to that here in a moment. Let's first go to Dennis, listening to LRN.FM in North Louisiana. Hey, Dennis.
Yes, sir. I was listening to the list of media outlets that Manning tried, and it sort of strikes me at odd that he would even bother going there, that he's in the middle of this, organization, and he's got compartmentalized. But something I learned from a Kennedy assassination buff was, I mean, they were looking at the picture of Lee Harvey Oswald with the gun on the front of Time magazine, and which was fake. I mean, you could look at it and see something was wrong. Well, they went through all the analysis, and this is sort of long to get to how I found this out. I don't know if you want to listen to all this, but at any rate, long story short, they took what they found to the mainstream media. And at first they were welcomed in. They said, oh yeah, we gotta get this. This is a, major story of the major story. And then, they never saw anything in print. They'd go back, and at first they were allowed to see the top guys. And then later they sat out in the office and waited. Well, he's busy. Y'all come back tomorrow. And they finally realized they were stonewalled. And so they began to trace the ownership of the major media. And they learned that all significant media back in the 60s was owned. I can't remember if the number the guy gave me was five or seven major parent companies.
Well, there weren't as many media outlets back then, so we know that those claims are made today. About mainstream media and all the variety of different sources. But are you getting at the idea that they're all controlled by certain powerful individuals who have interests in the state?
Or possibly as an extension of the intelligence apparatus, which you wonder who's really running them, or whose interests they're serving, if anyone's. But the idea was it's not a big leap from the number five or seven. And look, this was back in the 60s. This was locally, all the way up to nationally. This was what this guy's telling me in the 80s that they had found, in the 60s. And so, it's just very interesting to me that somebody,
You got to question what's being told to you out there and what the source is and what their interests are and follow the money. And thanks for the call, Dennis. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. Thank goodness we've got the Internet today, because it's the Internet that makes releases like this much more likely, much more possible, much more achievable. The word can spread without having to go through gatekeepers. And that's why we're here, because of the Internet. So things have changed. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up. I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Quantum vibe, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months. simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.